This is Fresh Air. There's a new version of one of Prince's most highly praised releases, Sign of the Times. What's billed as the Super Deluxe Edition is a package containing 8 CDs, including 3 discs of previously unreleased material, plus a concert performance DVD. Rock critic Ken Tucker reviewed the album for Fresh Air at its original release in 1987. Now, 33 years later, he's given the expanded version a fresh spin, and he finds Prince's creativity more impressive than ever.
It was 7:45 on the line to meet the teacher, Miss Kathleen. First was Kevin, then came Lucy, third in line was me. All of us were ordinary compared to Cynthia Rose. She always stood in the back of the line, a smile beneath her nose. Her favorite number was 20, and every single day, if you ask her what you had for breakfast, this is what she'd say. Starfish and coffee, maple syrup and jam, butterscotch clouds and a tangerine, a side order of ham. You set your mind free, baby, maybe you understand. Starfish and coffee, maple syrup and jam.
In this age of everything is overrated, I try to avoid using the word masterpiece. But in 1987, Prince released Sign of the Times, and 33 years later, it really does hold up as his masterpiece. The sustained excellence of its double album length, edging out what will always be my favorite Prince album, 1980's Dirty Mind. Sign of the Times was meant to be a triple album, but Prince's label Warner Brothers thought that was economically unwise and pressured him to reduce it to a double. That must have pained Prince mightily, because this was an especially ripe period for him. His ideas and work ethic seemed limitless. Just how limitless is suggested by this new so-called Super Deluxe version of Sign of the Times, containing 8 music discs, 3 of which are previously unreleased songs. That's a tune called Eggplant. There's an impressive range of music on these discs. In my original 1987 review here on Fresh Air, I noted that the music gives the lie to the idea that black artists are only influenced by other black artists. There's also a wide range of moods and characters created and inhabited by the lyrics. At one point during this era, Prince had planned to put out an album under the pseudonym of Camille, singing from a female point of view. One example of this is the song Jealous Girl. Unlike most expanded editions of albums by other artists, this one contains a lot of first-mate material that could easily have been included on Sign of the Times. Even Prince's rejects, such as the instantly addictive Promise to Be True, sound like hit singles.
Well, hello. It's about time you got home. No, baby, don't try that tail wagging routine on me. I want to know where you been. Now speak. That's right. Get the talking. I'll get you walking.
album also contains some music that will be familiar to anyone who went to Prince concerts. We finally get the formal release of the superb funk groove called Soul Psychedelicide, a concert staple that many of us remember Prince used to cue his band to play by yelling the words, "Ice cream!" Put this material in some context. In 1986, Prince had two breakups. He disbanded his backup group, The Revolution, and in his personal life, he broke off an engagement. The majority of the music on this huge collection is the work of Prince as a one-man band, a solitary artist creating a crowd of sounds as company. He was at once at the height of his powers and in a period of transition, which resulted in relentless quests to seek out new sounds, new goals, new areas of exploration. It inspired, for example, this swirling maelstrom of hard rock and romanticism called Love and Sex. The sheer playfulness and generosity of so many of these songs, the life that bursts from this cascade of music, makes Prince's death in 2016 seem once again such a staggering loss.
Rock critic Ken Tucker reviewed the new Super Deluxe edition of Prince's 1987 album, Sign of the Times. On tomorrow's show, as the latest challenge to the Affordable Care Act goes before the Supreme Court, we talk with Sarah Cliff of the New York Times about how the act has functioned since the individual mandate was effectively removed, and about the likelihood the law will be overturned by a 6-vote conservative majority on the court. I hope you can join us. Fresh Air's executive producer is Danny Miller. Our technical director and engineer is Audrey Bentham. Our interviews and reviews are produced and edited by Amy Sallet, Phyllis Myers, Sam Brigger, Lauren Krenzel, Heidi Simon, Teresa Madden, Thea Challoner, Seth Kelly, and Kayla Lattimore. Our associate producer of digital media is Molly C.V. Nesper. Roberta Shorrock directs the show. For Terry Gross, I'm Dave Davies.